Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, we are going to cover the subconscious mind. We're going to talk about what the subconscious mind is, how it influences your life and the results that you're getting in your life, your success and your fulfillment in life, and then also how you can start to work with your subconscious mind to get it on board to get you the kind of results that you want. All right, so I'm only going to have about 10 to 15 minutes here to cover this topic, but the subconscious mind is an extremely deep topic that I'm very, very fascinated by, and it's also crucial for the kind of results that you are or are not getting in your life. So if you're frustrated with things like losing weight, starting a business, performing well in your job, or anywhere else in your life that you're not getting the results that you want, you gotta realize the most important thing is that you gotta start to understand your subconscious mind. So the fact that you're watching this video and you're researching this topic is a very, very, very good first start. But I'm going to cover the subconscious mind a lot more in depth in other videos. So let's break into it. What is the subconscious mind? Well, basically, what you've got is you've got your conscious mind, which is what we tend to think of as our mind, right? It's us. It's who we are. It's everything that we think. It's everything that we feel throughout the day. It's basically what we would call consciousness or awareness. That's like the conscious mind. The subconscious mind, and this is what most people do not understand unless they've really studied this topic and thought about it deeply. The subconscious mind is really responsible for everything else that's happening in your body and in your life, all the behaviors. So the subconscious mind, those are the things below your awareness level, below your awareness threshold that are operating on you. These are the habits that you have. These are the beliefs that you have. This is the self-image that you've cultivated, what you think about yourself, what you think about your capabilities and your limitations and your weaknesses and your strengths. This is also going to include your map and model of reality. It goes really deep here. But this is basically your model of reality and what you think is right, what you think is wrong, your values, like the stuff that motivates you on a very, very deep level, that stuff is all subconscious. We tend to think that that's conscious, but really that all sits below the level of awareness unless you've done a lot of introspection and personal development work. And so what tends to happen is that the subconscious is driving a lot of what you do throughout your day. Literally, I would say 95% of the things that you do throughout your day are done subconsciously or even unconsciously. Subconsciously means that when you're executing your morning routine or when you're even having a conversation with a friend, a lot of the things that are happening there, the behaviors, you're not breaking those down in your mind and saying, okay, I need to pull out the toothbrush, put the toothpaste on it, stick it in my mouth, scrape it around for 5 minutes, then pull it out, rinse. You're not thinking all that. That's just happening spontaneously. In fact, what you're probably thinking is you're probably thinking about something totally different while you're brushing your teeth. You're probably thinking about the fact that you've got maybe a big meeting at work coming up and you got to prepare for that, or maybe the electricity bill is due, or you got to work on your business and there's some problem that you got to tackle. So you're probably thinking about something like that versus the mechanics of brushing your teeth. So the question then is, who is brushing your teeth, really? Is it the conscious you or the subconscious you? And if you really ponder this and you start to notice different areas in your life where stuff is just happening, it's just happening spontaneously without a lot of your conscious effort and maybe even awareness in the moment, then that is a sign that it's happening from your subconscious mind. And that's really what it is that we have habits and we have beliefs and we have just everything that's going on in our lives that is coming from an unconscious place. And this is a really important idea, because this means that if you want to get a change in your behavior, if you want to get a change in your beliefs, if you want to get a change in your life, and you're not happy with the way that things are running right now, then the real solution, if you really want to solve it permanently, and you really want amazing results, the real solution is going to happen on a subconscious level, not on a conscious level. Simply because your behaviors, which are contributing to the results that you're getting and the action that you're taking, those are coming from the subconscious. So if you have certain beliefs that are holding you back, if you have certain limitations about who you think you are, your self-image, how confident you are, how good you think you look, what you think you're capable of or not capable of, that is going to hold you back and you're not even going to realize it. You could spend years hitting your head against the wall trying to lose weight, for example, or trying to be more successful in relationships or in dating, or trying to start a business and fail at it. Simply because you've got this stuff below the surface, you don't even realize that it's there. So what can you really do about this? Well, the trick is that it is under the surface, and it's not something that you can just go in and immediately fix. The other problem is the subconscious mind doesn't really respond very well to just a one-time conscious input. So you might think, well, the way to fix that is to, for example, go to therapy, and maybe we'll dig up some stuff in the past about something that happened to me in my childhood, some traumatic event, and then that will surface, and that will clear up, and all of a sudden, now I will be better in my relationship, or all of a sudden, I'm going to be better at the gym, or I'm going to be better with managing money, whatever. And while that can happen, that does happen sometimes, generally, the problem with that is that just knowing about it is not enough. Putting a little bit of awareness on it is good, is a good start. But the subconscious mind, it's really an animal mind. And this, you can think of, that all animals are really operating on a subconscious level. So they do have an awareness, they do have consciousness, but they don't have that kind of prefrontal cortex thinking that we tend to associate with just normal consciousness. They're operating more on a subconscious level. So it's more instinctual, more behavioral, and what they really respond to, what kind of response or stimulus that kind of system responds to is carrots and sticks. So it's really good at understanding when you give it incentives and you incentivize again and again and again, and it's really good at understanding sticks being hit over the head again and again and again. So that's why. That's why if you've ever had big changes in your life or big transformations, it's usually happened because you've either gotten yourself on board with some sort of really inspiring vision, and you drilled that vision into yourself through some sort of process of visualization, and that got a shift in your subconscious. Or conversely, and this is probably more likely the case if you don't do a lot of personal development work, is that you tend to go the negative model, and what happens is that your subconscious is reshaped by basically hitting your head against a brick wall time and time and time and time and time and time and time again until finally something clicks, something gives in. And what's basically happening in both those models is that your subconscious is being retrained. And the important thing to understand here is that that takes time. You cannot simply retrain the subconscious mind with one stimulus. You can't just give yourself one carrot. You can't give yourself one stick. You have to do it again and again and again and again and again. And that's why consistency and persistence is a key hallmark trait of really successful people, because they achieve their success by going out there and growing themselves and working on their subconscious, whether they realize what they're doing or they don't. They're working on their subconscious and they're altering it by either doing this visualization process and creating amazing visions and goals for themselves and repeating them to themselves ad nauseum until they just are totally immersed in it and they totally believe it. And they literally reshape their beliefs, reshape their self-image, and are able to go out and do amazing things. Or it's the other way around. They hit their head against the wall and they fail again and again and again, and they just keep struggling and struggling and struggling, but they just keep at it because they're naturally persistent people, and they just keep at it and they keep at it, they keep at it, they have faith, and then some stuff clicks for them. And they move on to the next level, and they evolve, and then they evolve some more, and they evolve some more, and they just, through that process of persistence, are able to remold their subconscious mind to get it to the point where it's doing what they want for them. And so that's kind of the process. And that's why change is difficult, and that's why change can take a long time. And that's why a simple one-time motivational speech, or reading a book one time, or going to the gym one time, or thinking positively for one day is not going to really create a really meaningful, deep level of change in yourself, because that's going to take place on a conscious level, and it's going to feel nice, and you might even be very inspired, and you might feel great about yourself for the moment, but it's not going to be a lasting thing, because everything about you that's very permanent and lasting, that is embedded deep in your subconscious. And so if you want permanent lasting results, if you want to eliminate some deep-seated negative habits, then what you got to do is you got to do the opposite, is you got to have some deep-seated positive habits some deep-seated positive thoughts that you're constantly thinking. So it's a question of positive versus negative patterns. And these patterns are like etched into your mind. Etched into your mind. And your beliefs are even deeper because you have your thoughts that you're having, and then you're having the beliefs that are kind of creating the model of reality. And this is a really, really deep concept where you can do a lot of amazing, very advanced personal development work, is when you start to really work with this idea and you start to use techniques that start to create these grooves and you start to align your life with this whole idea that what you're really doing to get success is not going out there and getting some external result or taking some action or hitting the gym really hard. What you're really doing is you're working on yourself and you're working on the subconscious mind of yours and you're really analyzing it, you're introspecting on it, you're journaling about it, you're doing the visualizations, you're doing affirmations, you're doing various techniques, you're maybe going to therapy, whatever, and you're basically trying to get stuff to come out up from your subconscious, and then you're also trying to instill stuff with your conscious mind into the subconscious. But of course, your conscious mind is limited because you only have so much willpower throughout the day, and there's only so much you can do using your conscious mind. That's only going to get you so far in life. What you really got to do is you got to be smarter than that, and you got to start thinking about, okay, I've got this limited willpower. How can I use it? How can I not waste it and use it to imprint those grooves on my subconscious mind so then the subconscious mind does all the heavy lifting? Because what's really nice is that once you really train your subconscious mind in any activity, whether it's a sport, a musical instrument, running a business, or being good with people in relationships, or just mastering your own psychology, for example, by stopping, eliminating worrying and instilling positive thought habits. When you do that, then after a while, you build those habits and it's just like, oh, it's just like a relief. Finally, I can actually have some change in my life and I don't need to constantly stay vigilant with it, right? It's like, I can now go to the gym and I don't need to be always on guard about falling off track. I can be a little bit more at peace with it because I've built the habit, I've imprinted that idea into my subconscious, and now I can really use that and use that willpower that I have. I can put it to other purposes. So this is a really powerful, advanced level concept. I'm going to wrap it up here. I think I gave you a pretty good sense of what the subconscious mind is. The action items for you from this video are awareness. I want you to gain more awareness. I want you to spend a little bit more time throughout your day noticing the things that are happening that you're doing, you are doing them, but it's the subconscious part of you that's doing them. Really think about that. And think about the fact that your subconscious mind could be more aligned with your conscious goals and desires than it currently is. That is the first step. And then I have so many other techniques and ideas about how to really reprogram your subconscious mind. This is personally something that I've been doing very heavily for the last year, and I've been getting amazing results. I want to share more of those with you. So if you want, check those out on actualize.org. But I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm going to sign off. Go ahead, leave me your comments. Please share this and like this. That's why I put this stuff out for free. Share it with a friend if you would. And yeah, please go check out actualize.org. You can sign up for my free newsletter where you're going to get weekly updates with videos and articles and exclusive content just like this that I don't always publish on YouTube.